Welcome to the Nail Room. I'm Sarah. Grab a cuppa, stick your feet up. Let's have a chat. Good morning. It's 9 o'clock and I am re-recording the podcast because I recorded it yesterday and then we had the announcement that everyone can open as of Monday. I'm not opening for clients because I only ever had a handful of clients anyway. I'm more focused on education, so I'm just not there yet. I am having my mum come in on Monday because she has a horrific issue with anxiety. So my mum is registered blind and she pulls at her skin on her hands and her actual fingernails. And the only time they grow healthily is when I look after them. And I've not been able to because my parents are shielding. But now I can have my mum in a safe environment. And if I'm not seeing anyone else, it puts her at even less risk. Which puts my dad at less risk. So that's nice. That's a positive. That's great. How are you? How are you feeling? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you literally pooping your pants? I'm trying not to swear. How are you doing? This week's podcast is all about getting started in advertising, and I guess whether you're new or whether you're restarting after taking this break through COVID, maybe you're feeling those same feelings that you felt before. Some people are just like, give me your hands, I am back. Other people are really anxious. And I think it's okay to feel however you feel. So I'm going to talk about all of the messages and tips and concerns that have been sent in this week and go through bits of advice that other nail techs have passed on, and hopefully we are going to bring a kind of like a directory of advice based on lots of different people's experiences where you can listen through and pick up the bits that relate to you or contribute if you can think of something that might relate to someone else. Does that make any sense? I really hope it does. This week I put out the questions, what are your top tips for people getting started? What were the things that you have found most difficult? And this was brought about by you guys messaging me saying, you know, I'm just getting started, I need advice, have you got any help? Can you do a podcast on this subject? Of course I can, love, I'm here. So I guess I'll start at the beginning and work my way round. Thank you for everyone that's contributed. If you could see my spidergram or brainstorming kind of thing, I should actually put a picture on my Instagram because this is how my brain works. It would be, I'm going to post it. This is how my brain works. It's just all bright colours with legs and spindly bits going off in all directions. The first thing that popped into my mind when I thought about getting started and just starting out in the industry was actually practice, build your skill set. Everybody feels crappy at the beginning. You just get really excited that you've passed, and then you're out in the real world with hands and people and awkward situations, and you just feel like you've been hit in the face with a shovel, and that's okay. That's completely normal. The thing what you need to do is talk to more experienced techs, talk to friends. We have a pretty cool community, I think, where we all kind of support each other. So practice is your friend. I spent hours upon hours upon hours. Some of the time was just because I was incapacitated because I had to have my hips replaced. So I just practiced solid for like 2 years when I was able to sit up long enough to do nails on a mannequin or whatever, like before my surgery. So practice, practice, practice. And then you're going to want to look at how you're working. So Nails by Nay was commenting about issues with confidence and speed. And this, it will, when you're new to something, you're not going to feel like you know everything. And you will be slower. And that's to be expected. And that's okay. Own it. So when you are starting to have clients, before they book in with you, ask them, like before they turn up, what is it you want? What service do you require? Okay, so you want, I don't know, a gel overlay, or you want acrylic extensions with gel polish, whatever. Okay, just to let you know, this service takes approximately this long. That gives you a target that you can manage and you are in control and your client knows how long they're going to be sat there. At that point, if they can't sit there for that amount of time, they will let you know, and that's okay. You don't win them all. You can't, you know, some people want to be in and out with 30 minutes with their hypernicium hanging off and blood everywhere. It doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. But if you set your, not boundaries, if you set your rules in place from day one and you inform your clients, when you come to me, this is how it's going to work. Then when they do come to you, they've already accepted that that is how it's going to work. And you don't have to feel awkward because that stress will affect your ability. So own it. Own the fact that you just get into grips with it and it's going to take you this long. But don't apologize about that. Don't feel that you've got to be, I'm so sorry, I'm new to, I'm so sorry. Because that really puts you in a negative frame of mind. You are learning a new skill. You are damn good at what you're doing. And it takes you this long. And that's that. End of story. No apologies. That's what it is. You've got to build yourself up. You are amazing. What you're doing is amazing. It's an art form. And they're coming to you because they can't do that. So own it. Okay, on the side of confidence and stuff like that, I did tackle a lot of that in last week's podcast, so I don't want to go back over the same stuff again. But look at last week's podcast, and that will give you everything you need to know about that, and lots of tips and advice from other nail techs. SB11219 says practicing your bead pickup, like zoning the nails. So if you work with three zones, two zones, if you want to do the one ball method, whatever, practice, 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 so that when you come into contact with a real person, you feel fully equipped and you are ready to go, and you're not going to start panicking, oh my God, I don't know how to break this nail down, I can't remember what was said, because you do take on a lot of information when you train. So it's only right that you're going to panic a little bit. What I did as well was I set out a very strict method of working, and I would lay my tools out in the order that I'm going to use them so I don't forget a step. So, like during prep, I would lay everything out in the order that I'm going to use it, then I move on to this, and then I never forgot, because in the beginning I'd be like, oh God, I forgot to push my cuticles back, oh God, I forgot to dehydrate. So it does happen, and it's okay, it will happen. But if you're a bit more prepared, then it's not such a shock. You know, you're kind of like organized and you say, what do I need to do next? Your brain goes blank because Doris is sat there chatting about her chihuahua that's taken a dump on the next door neighbor's driveway. I don't know. And you suddenly think, where am I? What have I just done? Have I? Because you're so engrossed. But if you've got your tools lined up and you move them to the opposite side once you've used them, you'll know where you are and what comes next. A great comment from Heather was regards to shaping nails and speed. So this was a concern when I said, you know, what are the things that are really difficult when you first start shaping? Shaping's massive, and it is quite hard. And trends change. Shapes become more popular, others become less popular. You feel like you've got to nail it. It's under a, you know, you may feel that pressure, but don't, because everyone's on a different part of their journey. And believe it or not, when you look at someone else and think, oh, I bet they really don't feel any pressure. Of course they do. We all do. Everybody does. Just get to grips. Look for courses. I will shameless plug. I am I am going to shameless plug. I'm so sorry. Look, we've all got to survive. I am putting out an online course, which is just about the four most common nail shapes. So stiletto, almond, coffin and square. And it's literally how to achieve those with tips and then do your base layer of acrylic. And that's it. So it's a short course. It's not expensive. Information will be coming up soon. And it will be in an online group where you can... what's the word? You can have unlimited access to it. So there's that. Sorry if you can hear noise. My neighbour's fixing his car. He's got lots of equipment. He's a very clever man, actually. Very clever man. Right, next we had practicing leading on to advertising. Okay. So this, I was tackled a little bit in last week's with confidence. When you're putting out an advert, you need a goal. So what do you want to come from that advert? If you want to gain clients, then I would say you put your best work forward. And if you are not 100% confident with the photograph, don't post it yet. Hang on to it. Have a think. Could you try again? Could you make it slightly different? Look at your camera angles, your lighting. I actually find the photography aspect of nails very, very daunting. I'm fine with the videography. I'm fine with online stuff, marketing and all that sort of thing. But photography, I find very, very difficult. I never quite seem to get it perfect. And I do look at other people's pictures and think, oh, how did you do that? And I've wanted to ask people, but it's like you almost feel afraid to ask in case you're being rude. And they might go, I'm not giving you my secrets. Back off, girlfriend. They probably won't. But I think just take time. And when you look at that picture and say, that is my best work so far, then you've got it. You've got the advert. And then you advertise like you already own the world. You don't advertise apologetically as a beginner, as a student. You advertise like you already have this because you want your clients to have confidence in you and your ability. And if you come on the back foot quite apologetic and, oh, I'm just looking to get some experience. I'm so sorry. Could you possibly, do you see what I mean? Whereas if you're like, look at what I've done. I am here. I want to show you what I can do. And then it kind of helps you feel that you are going in. You are more of an expert than them. You've got to remember that. You are already more of an expert than them. And in 2 weeks' time, you'll be more of an expert than you are now. So you're constantly going to grow your knowledge and develop. Zara said, you know, one of the biggest issues is self-belief. Belief. I can't even speak today. Shireen from S-Line and Beauty agreed the same thing. Self-confidence, believing in yourself. So if you've got that problem and you haven't heard last week's podcast, have a listen. You need to stand out. And you don't need to be spectacular and the best to stand out. It might just be that you have a signature colour. That in your background, in your marketing, it might be that you have a signature style of nail, or you're known for example, some people are known for their 3D work, some people are known for their ombres, some people are known for their bling. It depends. Some people are known because they do the amazing hand-painted art. Some people are known because they source these amazing decals and they look like a work of art on a nail. Find your thing and then show that thing to everybody. Show them your thing. Hashtag show them your thing. It's too early. Okay, after the giggles. Now we're going on to when you're advertising, how are you going to entice those clients? Chloe said, suggested offers, which I agree with. I mean, I wouldn't offer a discount. I don't think you should devalue your services. This is very, very big as a problem in the industry where people undervalue themselves. And it's almost like, oh, I don't want to charge too much. And I've said this because people won't come. But do you want to work for like less than minimum wage? Do you want to do that? I mean, you wouldn't go and get a job. And when they say, I'm going to pay you £3 an hour, is that all right? And you go, yeah, that's fine. When other people are on £10.50 an hour or £20 an hour. So don't undervalue yourself. Offer loyalty rewards. So if your client returns five times on the sixth time, they get, I don't know, a free nail art, or you could offer them a discount, or introduce a friend. And when your friend has had two appointments, you get a discount. Do it like that, then you're not undervaluing your services. Zara made a great suggestion of offering free nail art. And you can, if you can't draw, don't worry, get decals. It doesn't matter. There's amazing things out there. Stamping. Oh my God, stamping, foils, glitters, crystals. You can really zhuzh up a set of nails with a sprinkle of glitter and a little Swarovski. So it and it's not very expensive for you to do that. So offer free nail art. So come and get a full set of acrylics and you get a free accent nail on each hand with my stamping plates or with glitters. Pick a glitter of your choice. Do you see what I mean? And because you're setting boundaries as well, people won't take the piss out of you. You pick a glitter, not 10, Karen. Pick a glitter, love. All right. Don't undervalue yourself is the main message I want to put across here. You are worth this. You have studied for this and worked hard for this. You pay insurance for this. You buy products for this. I'm getting on my high horse. Someone pull me down. Oh my God. And Chloe even commented about the confidence, having the confidence to charge. And Kerry, thank you for your comment as well. Again, saying the same thing. I'm trying to put these adverts out on Facebook, and I'm paying to advertise. I'm paying for products, and then it seems like people don't want to pay for nails. Well, don't have them then. Okay, don't have those people. But it's the, if you word your offers correctly, then they will come to you because they feel they're getting a deal. And you will know that you're charging what you already wanted to charge in the first place. You work out how much you want to earn per year. This is not the way I do it, this is the way I've seen other people do it. And then you work out how many weeks you want to work, because you're not going to work every week. You want holidays with your family or whatever. And then you divide your yearly income that you want, take into account your overheads and everything. And then you divide that by the amount of weeks you want to work. So then you know what you need to earn per week. And then you divide that by the amount of days you're going to work. So if you're going to work 5 days, 4 days, 6 days, 7 days, I don't know. And then you know how much you need to earn per day. And that gives you a target. You know what you're going to charge for each service. So you know how many clients you will need that day. And if you do multiple services, you just spread it over. So that's one way to look at it. The other way, which is how I did it, because when I started, my hours were very up and down. I was still a full-time mum. I was juggling another job at the time, teaching performing arts. So I kind of did it when I could, and it wasn't my main income initially. So I did it because I love nails, but I had to make sure I was earning enough money. And I did the thing of starting out £10 acrylics, and people took the piss. You know, they wanted everything for a tenner. I was exhausted. I wasn't making any money. So I know we all do it. I mean, by all means, if you are so brand new and you just need some people to practice on, I mean, I'd invest in a practice hand. You can get them for less than £100. And I would practice on that. But if you want some people, grab a couple of people and tell and just say to them, this is an offer for you. This offer lasts for so many weeks. And the deal is that I practice on you and you just cover my overheads and do try and do that. This is how I work out what I would charge at the time I was doing this. I worked out what I wanted to earn per hour. Did I want national minimum wage? Did I want more? It's up to me. Then I looked at how long a service would take me. So, you know, for different services, it's different amount of time. And then I literally times my hourly wage by the amount of hours or the amount of time a service took. And then I would add on top of that the cost of materials and PPE. And that gave me a price per service. So that's one way of doing it as well. So you kind of got an idea of what you want to earn and how you're going to achieve that. And you're practicing, you're getting your adverts ready, you're setting up your social media accounts. And then comes like, what do I do now? How do I get myself out there? And this is really interesting because I think people assume social media is going to take a really long time, like take you hours per day. But out of those hours, how much time are you working and how much time are you scrolling and liking and commenting? So Nails by M actually said this, juggling, full-time work, trying to launch a new career. I don't have the time to spend on social media. I would say give yourself half an hour a day. And in that half an hour, you go on, you check your messages, you look at your interactions, respond to any comments, and post a new picture. Do your hashtags, and you're done. You could do that if you're having a poo. Well, I mean, that would be a really long poo, but do you know what I mean? I've done it in the bath. That advertising. Oh my God. Filthy. Oh, too much coffee. Shireen said, post regularly. Post regularly. Keep interacting. I don't care if you look, we all start with one follower or no followers. Everyone starts with no followers. I happened to get to grips with my social media. I knuckled down. I started posting daily. I got my marketing going, and I went from 400 followers to 40, over 40,000 followers within 12 months. And I did it because I just didn't care. I didn't spend any time looking at what anyone else was doing. I did not care what anyone else was doing. I was posting for myself. I was posting to say, look what I've done today. Look what I've done this day. Look what I've done this day. And I just consistently posted, and I really, really, really loved every single comment. And I gave people my time. I would take a section out of my day and I would give people my time. And I would reply and share and stuff like that. There is a balance of making the most of social media. It should not be somewhere where you live your life. It should be something that you use as a tool to benefit you. And then you live your life with your phone on the table and your eyes wide open. Otherwise, you're going to get really, really bogged down with it. Trust me. I think so many people run social media courses, which are fantastic, but I don't always feel like you're prepared for when social media doesn't work for you. And I've had both ends of the spectrum. Mine grew incredibly fast, and then the algorithm changed and it stopped. And no matter what I did, it wouldn't work. And I literally had a meltdown over this, and I was crying. I thought I was terrible. It really affected me mentally. I spoke to other nail tech friends who I'm not going to name because it's their story to tell, and they were going through the same thing. We all thought we were instantly shit because of the algorithm, because of a number. A number shouldn't validate you. You should be proud of your work. I feel like I could spend a very long time talking about social media, how to build it and how to cope with the ups and downs of it, but I feel like that's a separate thing. I did debate doing like a course on it to help people, but I don't think it should be mainly about how to grow your social media. I think it should probably be about how to cope with social media, because everybody says to me, it's like the bane of their life. It's a love-hate relationship. They need it to be out there, but they hate it because it makes them feel inferior. It's just awful. So please limit your social media exposure. Don't follow people that trigger you. Like, it's okay to say, I just can't cope with this person. Their work is so good, it makes me feel bad. You don't have to look at it. That's the beauty. Until you're able to step back and distance yourself from that emotional feeling. I mean, it's okay to feel like you wish you could do what someone else does, but don't put yourself down over that. Actually say, wow, this person is talented. I wonder how they did that. So get curious. Don't get upset about it. Just look at how you could do this, because you can, because there was a point when they couldn't as well. You need to remember that. There was a point when they couldn't pick up a brush. So you can do what they're doing too. Don't let yourself get consumed by it. And if you feel that you're getting frustrated, put it down and walk away. You don't owe it anything. So just with social media, take your time, give yourself a set amount of work, as if you were going to a job and they said, right, okay, I just need you to post that and then reply to those comments, and then that's that task done. treat it as a business. It is a business. So, we've been through practicing skill building, advertising, getting that photo, acting like you already own it, fake it before you make it. Social media, my big rant. Confidence, again, you can go back into last week's if you want to go back over confidence. And working out what you are worth. If there's anything else you want to add to this, just DM me. Or if there's anything else you want a bit more advice on, post it. I'm sure people will answer back. There's so many people that have input to this episode, and I'm so grateful for every single one of you. I'm sorry if you can hear traffic going past, it's rush hour. I'm so grateful to every single one of you. Please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast and adding at the Nail Room podcast on Instagram, because these episodes are nothing without you. You build these. I just open my gob and the words come out on your behalf. I hope it's been helpful. I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck if you are opening on Monday. Take care, stay safe, and smash it. Tally bye.